Six world powers are holding their first talks with Iran in more than a year. They're hoping the meeting will lead to new negotiations over a nuclear program the West believes is aimed at making atom bombs. On the eve of the two-day meeting in Geneva, Iran announced what it called a major step forward in its nuclear work, signalling it is not about to back down in a long-running battle over what it insists are peaceful plans for energy production. Also clouding the negotiations is last week's assassination of a prominent Iranian nuclear scientist, which Tehran has blamed on Western intelligence services. Dr. Ali Ansari is the professor of Iranian history at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. He told Kelsey Brennan-Wessels that expectations for the talks are low.
I can't help feeling that we've been here before, we've been there and done it. I mean, this is the first talks in 14 months. And obviously both sides are trying to find a resolution to the crisis that's been ongoing now really since 2002. We're 8 years down the line. I don't think we're anywhere closer actually to some sort of resolution. I think yesterday the Iranians made quite clear that they were seeking to enter the negotiations with a stronger hand, so they saw it. But as far as I can see, the only thing being discussed today is the agenda. So I don't think we're going to see much progress either today or tomorrow, other than obviously the visual treat of seeing a lot of negotiators together.
What about Iran's announcement of the locally mined uranium? Will that affect the talks?
I think that's what the Iranians are hoping to do. It's always difficult to judge how accurate these statements are. I think you have to see them as the Iranians, I think, suggest themselves as part of the negotiating platform they're going to use. So it obviously shows that they're progressing ahead, or as they say they are, and I think obviously it colours the way in which the talks may proceed.
What about the recent assassination of the Iranian nuclear scientist? Is that causing tension at all?
Well, interestingly, there hasn't been a huge amount about it. I mean, the Iranians have said they've arrested several people, but we don't know who they are. It's not clear, actually, what the motives were behind this. Of course, the Iranians will say that this is specifically because these were people involved in the nuclear program. There are other cases of saying that these were people who were, as academics, were actually quite disgruntled and unhappy with what was going on. And there may have been other reasons, behind the assassination other than, as the Iranians would claim, that these are foreign agents. It's just completely unclear. And interestingly, as I said earlier, it hasn't really been prominent in the news reporting in Iran.
Both the U.S. and Israel have not ruled out military action against Iran. Do you think that there's still a chance that someone could attack?
I'm very sanguine about this. I mean, I don't think there is. I think a lot of this is rhetoric. I think there are hawks on both sides of the divide who'd quite like to raise the temperature for their own purposes. But I think sensible people, both in Washington and Israel, are aware that at the moment, the situation in Iran is not good. The economy is in very bad shape. In actual fact, some sort of attack would be the best thing for Mr. Ahmadinejad in some ways. But I think the whole thing is really very, very exaggerated.